many people know how to clean the outside of their car, but often there's also an inside to be cleaned, and in specific, leather. So maybe it's a good idea to talk about how to clean leather and how often to clean leather. So
it's Greg, important. Yeah, it's definitely
what's
important.
What's your thought about it?
Yeah, as you know, lots of different types, which many people are aware of. You know, they see leather or a vinyl on their seats and they assume it's leather. And every single different material requires not a different approach, but an adjustment in their strength of material they're using, their approach in, you know, mm-hmm. maybe wiping, what type of cloth, is it, you know, dense mm-hmm. fibers, soft fibers, a stiff brush, a light brush. So yeah. There's lots of things that
get What I'm a bit astonished about is that people clean like sometimes twice a week their car on the outside. Wheels inside, tires, spokes, spend a lot of time, and then you get inside the car and then it's vacuum, but then you see the leather and you're like, man, have you ever touched the leather?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's maybe just knowledge. There's not enough information out there, you know, in terms of how to do it properly or what's the most immediate product that you do grab to clean it.
You know. What's your first indication that you use when you like, okay, open the door, leather a car, what's your first indication of dirt that you save and, oh, this leather needs cleaning?
My personal approach is how do we incur the least amount of damage to the material, the most gently, you know, in terms of material, mm-hmm. what's going to remove what we can see, and just start scaling up from there, you know, mm-hmm. the softer approach that you can take to cleaning it. So if we've got like a heavily soiled, heavily, you know, you can see all those little tiny greasy lines in between the grains of the leather, mm-hmm. we know we need to get into there, but you also need to be softened first by a product. They need to be settled in to start loosening them off, and then you can work that product in. So colors of leather make a massive difference, you know, in terms of, you know, the cream, there's a color involved, yeah. and that if the chemical or the product is too strong can dilute that color or start to remove
I think one of the problems these days is that a lot of people, and now with the modern cars, because we have a big difference in the older leathered cars, yeah. like the old Rolls Royces, Bentleys, Ferraris, the known Connolly leathers, which were sometimes full aniline, is that people have no clue anymore if it's actually leather.
Well, feeders used to be a big thing, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, or water droplets on leather and see how if it soaks, if it doesn't soak in. But now these days, for example, BMW, you have, like, for example, M models have merino leather. Mm-hmm. Merino leather is like is non-coated. Yeah, no. It's a full grain leather. But then you have you're switching to Napa, which is already has a kind of coat on it. Then you have Dakota, and then you have even the full lower line of Sensatec, which is actually no leather anymore. Yeah. So it's getting harder and harder for people, even in the industry as a professional,
to distinguish those differences.
Yeah, exactly. And then to choose wisely, after assessment, what to use as product.
Mm-hmm. So that's why our approach is to start off as soft as you possibly can. And you know, the great thing with a leather cleaner is the fact that it takes that in consideration. Mm-hmm. That it has a concentration level, from my opinion, is that it's straight there amongst the middle. It will maintain a clean seat. So if you've or a clean leather. So if it's been previously, you know, coated in the past, or it's a brand new car, it's going to be gentle, in my opinion, to keep it nice mm-hmm. and looking new. And therefore, if you do get a car that's been used on a regular basis, you've got the natural oils that come from your skin, and you know, that people use hand conditioners or skin creams that you know, and they essentially bury the dirt into the grain of the material, that it's got a strength there to break those down to be cleaned. And it's, you know,
you're also a fan of the foam pump.
Foam works really well because it's with sprays. You can't always control where that fan, if you want to directly spray onto your leather, you can't always control where it's landing, but the foam is more direct and it gets to where you want it to go.
Actually, real leather is it doesn't love water.
Yeah. No,
so if you create foam, you try to make a kind of solution to have it not watery and do the products do the work. So I think foam is the best way to.
I think so. Yeah, no, I'm pretty. Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's just having those alternative solutions to solve the problems that you're facing. But then, how do you, you know, you educate your customer or the owner of the vehicle to continually maintain if it's been heavily cleaned, you've got all that dirt out of it, and you, let's say for instance you put a coating, mm-hmm. a protection on it. What instructions do you give to the customer?
Would you say if you do like a weekly wash on a daily driver of the, let's say weekly outside wash on a daily driver, that every three washes you do a minimum mild wipe down with
okay.
it?
Yeah.
Is that something that you could?
Again, well, for me, it would be load a bold wipe or if you've got more, you know, depends on the characteristic of the leather. So if you've got a flat seat with less bulges or weaves or diamond patterns or anything like that, it, you know, a nice bold wipe would be perfect. Mm-hmm. It's going to be wiped across the seat fine. But if you need to get more fibers into those little cracks and crevices, just a little light spray onto a cloth and just simply wipe over, flip it and dry. You know, that for me, that's just perfect amount. You know, it's not going to be aggressive in terms of remove any of those materials that you said that exist on top of different types of leathers. It's just going to keep on top of it, nice and easy.
Talking about bald wipes and wiping off, I clean leather always with white towels. And
okay. When
people ask me, yeah, why do you clean leather with white towel? Yeah, and say, I don't use brown toilet paper neither.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's a way to see whether it's really dirty
definitely.
Or clean.
Yeah, there
and
is an indicator.
Really, you really can be surprised from how dirty the leather is.
Yeah, but sometimes, I advise some of my customers in terms of if you can see something, well, what is it? You know, those things that you're looking or seeing, especially on a white towel, is it just a combination of dust? Is it just dust that just fibers from your clothes are just settled overnight, or you come to it and you're not actually removing dirt? It's just a buildup of dust. Which and do you need any kind of harsh product to remove dust?
Before starting with the procedure, for sure, make sure that it's the dust and everything
is free
before you start. So. To end this conversation up, it's not only about cleaning the cars on the outside, don't forget your interior.